Al Davis, who's been there for so many years, and what has he said recently about, of course, the great success financially for the league, but the change in the culture of the league, where you have so much new blood, a lot of great businessmen, but you've lost some of that old culture that Frank was talking about?
Yeah, I agree with Frank on that. I mean, at first, you know, you get, here's a guy, Lamar Hunt, the Rooneys were already in the business, as were the Mariners, but here you had Ralph Wilson, you had Lamar Hunt, Bud Adams, these guys that were very wealthy by their own right, but when they took over the and started the American Football League, and then Al Davis was part of the start, even though he wasn't an owner at the start, these guys were in it because they loved the game, and then it became their family to raise. So they raised this family, the American Football League, that eventually became part of the National Football League. And everybody that came in that organization, any of those organizations that played for any length of time, and in those days you could play for longer because there was no free agent. You know, it's very rare nowadays where a guy starts and ends with the same team. But in those days, you spent most of your career with the same team. You were part of the family, and once you're part of the family, you're family forever. That's the way Lamar was. That's the way the Merrill family was. The Rooney family was. That's the way these people think, and that's the way they were now. You have corporate people, so in so many words, you're kind of a number, with rare exceptions. There are exceptions to everything.